This week we have a roundup of cultural stories making the headlines, an exhibition dedicated to Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun, a new musical inspired by the rock band Luthier, and the completion of the AZ Tower, the country's tallest building.
Hey, mister.
Yes?
Can you tell me where King Tutankhamun has come in?
In 1922, Howard Carter's discovery of Pharaoh Tutankhamun's tomb received worldwide coverage, prompting a renewed interest in ancient Egypt. Interest in Tutankhamun was also rekindled in the 1970s, when the treasures of his tomb, including his iconic burial mask, were exhibited at major museums around the world. Now, in Tutankhamun, His Tomb and Treasures, visitors to Prague's Výstaviště Fairgrounds have a chance to experience something similar. A reconstruction of Tutankhamun's burial site together with carefully wrought replicas of the famous artifacts found in the burial chambers. The show also includes audiovisual recordings and film screenings. Organizer Petr Milfeld.
In the first part of the exhibition, the first thing that visitors can see is a replica of the tomb, what it looked like in individual chambers at the burial site.
Featured are more than 1,000 objects. Experts, such as the National Museum's Pavel Onderka, have praised their quality, saying that even though the items on view are replicas, they are top-notch. Great attention was paid in precision and detail.
The copies are very well made in terms of craft and even art. They managed to make the pieces appear highly authentic. The other benefit of an exhibition like this is that it can show something visitors otherwise would never be able to see.
Ancient Egypt, of course, captured the imagination for millennia. In Bohemia in the 17th century, Emperor Rudolf II himself had several artifacts in the royal collection. After Howard Carter caused a sensation in 1922, finding King Tut's tomb, even Czechoslovakia's first president, T.G. Masaryk, was among those to visit. The National Museum's Pavel Onderka again.
Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk and Edvard Beneš both undertook official visits to Egypt. Both men were accompanied by photographers, and for that reason we have a photo, for example, of Masaryk exiting Tutankhamun's tomb.
The reconstructed version of King Tut's tomb has been shown in the Czech Republic before, the first time several years ago in the country's second largest city of Brno. Organizers hope, however, that this time the exhibition, which has since seen added audiovisual aids, will attract an even larger part of the public. Organizer Petr Milfeld again.
In all honesty, we hope that the show will attract even more visitors. We'll see how things go. Back then, the show was in its beginnings, moving to Brno after first premiering in Zurich, Switzerland. Now we've added new elements, including an audio guide.
Tutankhamun, His Tomb and Treasures continues in Prague until June the 30th.
3,000 years ago, in history we know, King Tutankhamun ruled a mighty land.
In other cultural news, the fifth studio album by Czech rock band Luthier, who have been on hiatus for at least 6 or 7 years now, has been transformed into material for a new musical, featuring the talents of actors Lukáš Vaculík, Václav Noid Bárta, and Jiří Korn. Lyricist Tomáš Belko was given the task of writing a story corresponding to the album's themes. One of the main motifs has to do with personal freedoms and limits. Tomáš Belko.
Ten hlavní motiv je v tom, o tom, jako dostat se ze své hlavy, jako nebo naopak.
The main motif is how to get out of one's own head, or more precisely, to realize that you have the most freedom in your own mind, but also the most limits. You're your own worst enemy, so to speak.
Nejvíc možností a omezení, že největší soupeř sám sebe, což ty.
The band itself will not take part in the show, but members have been involved in the production from the beginning and do have a say in everything from costumes to advertising. Meanwhile, here's how guitarist Robert Codem describes elements of the show, which, well, if it were a class for freshmen taught at university, would no doubt be called Rockstar 101. Here's the details.
Láska, romantika, na druhé straně temperament, sex.
Love and romance, but also temper and sex, as well as substances that ease one's mood. One thing that I think we have in common with Tomáš Belko is that our lyrics have depth. You can't write them down as answers in a survey.
Má nějakou hloubku, něco, co se nedá přesně napsat do dotazníku.
And that production should premiere sometime this fall. Moving on to other news, this week developers announced that construction work at the AZ Tower was complete, with workers putting finishing touches to interiors. At 111 meters, the tower in Brno becomes the tallest building in the Czech Republic, just edging the Prague City Tower at Pankrác Plain. The City Tower is reportedly 2 meters shy of the title it has held since construction began in the early 1980s. Paradoxically, Prague's building went unused, fell into disrepair, and had to be heavily renovated before opening in 2008. The AZ Tower in Brno, meanwhile, was designed by the architectural team of Gustav Křivinka and Aleš Burian, featuring a canted or sloping edge that gives the building a futuristic appearance. The tower is slated to house offices, apartments, restaurants, and shops, including an auto salon and a fitness club. The new building was designed also to make use of green technology in order to leave a smaller ecological footprint. Of course, at 111 meters on a world stage, the AZ is easily overlooked. It is one-third the height of the Shard in London, for example, and a mere gnat compared to the Sky City under construction in China, expected to take the title for the world's tallest building later this year. It will edge the current title holder, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Incidentally, you may recall that a Czech industrial company, Pega Hoist, helped build the Burj. In a past interview, we spoke to the company's head, Pavel Policar, who described that experience.
It's like an airborne picture. I mean, if you do some flying, relatively low-level flying, or when you're heading for takeoff or landing, pictures you can see from Burj are physically airborne pictures. And the VIP flying zone for the helicopters was about 300-400 meters. Imagine we were working 2 months at the level of 700. And we were looking down to the helicopters with the VIPs sort of circulating around the building, saying, oh, right, that's a flying zone. But our workplace is almost a double of the flying zone of the helicopters.
While the AZ is no Burj, certainly it does offer excellent views of Brno and surroundings, and it will become a dominant focal point as well as destination for both locals and visitors. That's your roundup of cultural news. Back next week with the arts.